It's all about keeping the tatas healthy.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Raising awareness for breast cancer.
The Pink Power Hour.
Once again, we are back with the Pink Power Hour in the month of October. We are dedicating this segment to all of those that have been touched with breast cancer personally and all the fabulous local businesses that help those when it comes to treatment. And we are absolutely honored to have a phenomenal woman on the line that takes care of so many in this community.
That's right. It's Dr. Carrie Wazinski, Associate Professor of Medicine. She's a medical oncologist, subspecialty breast cancer.
Good morning, Dr. Wazinski. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are so appreciative of your fabulousness. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Lady Boss, yes. With your presence today.
Like the hashtag.
Yes. Girl, you do a lot for this community. Again, you are a faculty member of the Division of Hematology, Medical Oncology, and Palliative Care with the Department of Medicine. You also serve in numerous leadership roles, including co-leader at the UW-Carbone Cancer Center Breast Cancer Disease Team, Medical Director of Solid Tumors, and it goes on and on with your fabulous self. So again, when it comes to especially this segment today, we are very honored to have you. So let's get into this. Why is breast cancer screening important? How do women know when to start?
It's a great question. So breast cancer screening to me really needs to be individualized. I think sometimes we think about a specific age at which people should start. And I do think it's important that we start to really consider it for all women around age 40. But I think more important than that is that people recognize their risk factors for breast cancer, in particular if they have a family history of family members with breast cancer diagnosed at younger ages. And that could mean that they should start breast cancer screening earlier. Typically, we think about breast cancer screening as mammograms. And I think that's what most people are familiar with. But there are other tests, like breast MRI, that often are considered for women with higher risk for breast cancer. And again, particularly those who have a stronger family history.
It's crazy that you say that because my cousin, Jessica, she's 23 and was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was just shocking.
Cancer, yeah, breast cancer is most common as we age. The average age is in the mid-60s or so in the U.S. But it definitely can affect women who are younger, as we all have seen and I think know. So it's important to know your family history and ask your doctor when I should start breast cancer screening. And if you do have a stronger family history, think about whether you should do higher intensity screening with a mammogram and a breast MRI.
Wow. So if you've just been diagnosed with breast cancer, now what? Like, where do you go from here?
Yeah. So our first question is, what type of breast cancer is it? I think we often kind of say, well, it's breast cancer, but there are actually multiple different types of breast cancer. And on the biopsy that's usually done after a mammogram or an ultrasound, what we do is that pathologists do some special testing on the tumor. They look for three important receptors called the estrogen receptor, progesterone receptor, and HER2. And that gives the doctors really a lot of information about what type of breast cancer it is. And then they will schedule you to meet with a surgeon, usually a medical oncologist like myself, and we start to develop a plan based on that type of breast cancer.
Dr. Wazinski, when it comes to the recent advances that you see in treatment, what have you been seeing when it comes to breast cancer?
Oh, there's a lot, and isn't that wonderful to hear?
Yes, right? Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's been, I'm going to break it into different sections based on the types of breast cancer. So for breast cancer that is estrogen receptor positive, that's a type of breast cancer that's very dependent on estrogen that women make. And there have been some really nice advances, especially in metastatic estrogen receptor positive breast cancers, with these newer medicines called CDK4/6 inhibitors. And there's three of them now approved. And all of them have really shown a very nice prolongation in the duration of control of the cancer with an anti-estrogen medicine. So just a two-drug pill regimen can really give people a very good quality of life and nice long control of their disease. In addition to that, there are several other kind of newer agents targeting that estrogen receptor coming out, and those are more in research studies right now. And then flipping to things like a HER2-positive breast cancer. For that disease, we've had two new medications approved within the last year. Both also have been really nice advances. Both target that HER2 in different ways. And one, importantly, has had some really nice evidence that it works in the brain, where sometimes HER2-positive breast cancers are more likely to spread.
So, Go ahead.
And then lastly, I'll just mention that we are also seeing some signs of immunotherapy and its use in breast cancer, and particularly in breast cancers that lack that estrogen, progesterone, and HER2 receptors. And immunotherapy kind of harnesses your own immune system to target the cancer cells and can be given with chemotherapy usually, but also to help treat this type of breast cancer.
So, Dr. Wyszynski, what is metastatic breast cancer, and why is research for this so important?
So, metastatic breast cancer is when the breast cancer cells, spread from the breast, usually through the bloodstream, to other places in the body. So, we think about things like the lungs, liver, bones, and like I said before, sometimes brain. And really, when women are first diagnosed with breast cancer with a mammogram, the whole plan that we're trying to develop is to try to prevent the tumor growing in the breast, but also spreading to other places in the body. So that's why we use things like chemotherapy or medications like tamoxifen or Herceptin to help prevent metastatic breast cancer. But sometimes it does still happen, or sometimes women are diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer right away. And I think it's really important because sometimes this is a difficult type of breast cancer to treat, but I also think sometimes women with metastatic breast cancer feel less accepted in the community, where there's a lot of talk about survivorship and cure. And so we need to remember that those women are still really important in living with the disease and focusing on how do we treat them better as well.
Again, the importance now more than ever for women and men too when it comes to getting themselves screened when it comes to breast cancer. Dr. Wyszynski, for those out there that have yet to do this, tell them why it's so important right now.
So getting your mammogram can kind of be scary in the time of COVID. We've definitely seen that people have been less likely to get their cancer screening. But we can do it safely. We are doing it safely, and it's really important because the earlier we diagnose cancer, the better we can treat it. And I really like that you brought up men, too. We shouldn't forget that men can develop breast cancer, too.
Well, again, we are so appreciative of you coming on with your expertise, and I know you're very, very busy, and I just so appreciate you taking the time out of your day to share the importance of what it means to get screened for breast cancer awareness, because we do not want that to be touching anyone's lives more than it already has in our community. So thank you once again, Dr. Wyszynski, for coming on the Pink Power Hour.
Well, thank you for having me. And one last thing I'd like to add is that please, please, please wear a mask. COVID is really rough for people who have cancer. And if you can help protect them, you're doing something good for our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we hope to have you on our show again. And take care and enjoy this beautiful day that we have.
Oh, thank you. You all too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it. Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams with Dr. Wyszynski. Again, Lady Boss Honey, when it comes to taking care of those battling breast cancer.